Where did it start? How did it begin? Could my transformation be similar to his? The journey and the destination becoming complete. Going beyond power, purity, filling the soul.
Beloved of his soul, keeper of his life, hold me tonight, hold me tonight. Knower of his heart, beloved of his soul, keeper of his life, hold me tonight. Hold me.
I too will become
under the jolly Buddha Kabi Dati Sari Dharma Niki Bhure Namaka Dasa Hasoka Maga Poko Karisan
engulfed with the One. Remembrance and study. To love the study means to love the One. Wherever we looked, we only saw study, remembrance, and Him. His example became our way. Study and remembrance.
Hold me tonight. Under the jolly Buddha Kabi Dati Sari Dharma.
Thank you.
shore. You are the perfect replications. You're the ones that I adore. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. A very, very warm welcome to all of you to our sweet home, to Madhuban. As much as you have been thinking and planning to come to Madhuban, there is also a group of people who has been designing your program for when you come to Madhuban. My name is Anne, and I come from the USA. I live in Peace Village, New York. And we were privileged to host the double foreign programming team at Peace Village last year for them to plan this retreat for you. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scene, which many of us are not aware of. And especially for this group, Group 9, there has been changes, right? Probably before you left your home, you heard of one information that you'll be staying in Pandav Bhavan, and by the time you arrive, you're told that you're staying in Shantivan, right? Is that so? But we are very, very fortunate because we are able to be in Shantivan where all the seniors are, all the NCs and the RCs and the CCs and all the Cs. You think of them and they are here. So we get the best of both worlds. We are able to stay in Shantivan for a week, and then we go up the mountain for the rest of our stay. So see that as a fortune. Do you all feel that? That you're very fortunate? So I know every year we plan to come to Madhuban, and we all come with our aim and we all come with our expectation, and we do hope that we who are part of the programming team can be able to help you to fulfill that. So along with myself on the programming team, there are a few others. Brother Vijay, he's part of the core team. I'd like to invite him to come up to give you an overview of the program for Group 9, and he will tell you the details of how the theme of the retreat came about. And while he's coming up, as you're aware, we have four seniors coming to join us soon, and so we look forward to hear their blessings and their inspiration for this group as well. So Brother Vijay would like to have the team members to stand up. Sister Mary Jean? Mary Jean? Lika? Brother Rajesh? Brother Colin? So these are some of the people who has been helping to create, not to create a program. The program was already created by the core team, but we are helping to use the power to adjust, to make things work out when the changes happen.
Thank you, Sister Anne. Om Shanti. So, Bap Saman, the journey and the destination. We had consultations with this starting from July last year, and people from all the continents came together in Peace Village, and following those discussions, we consulted with the RCs and all the senior foreign BKs and the Indian BKs as well, and they came up with this topic. It represents largely where we are as a family, and it also represents where we want to go, what is our thinking now, what is the effort that we need to make. We have created some steps for this journey, and I will go through some of the steps with you, but it is based on this context that here we are in the Murali of 1985, of the 2nd of January. Baba said, "You are in the sky of unlimited love and in the ocean of unlimited experiences." This is Madhuban. For this journey, we will begin with the preparation, which is this program itself. All our senior sisters will come to welcome us. They will share their thoughts. They will share their ideas of what we are as a family. This is the preparation. In the evening, we will begin the second step, which is understanding the path and the destination. So we have a panel of a few of the senior souls who have been thinking about this and who will give us some idea of what they understand to be the destination, what is Bapsaman, and what is the journey. Then as we go forward, we will lay the stone with the practices we do, soul consciousness, understanding what Baba wants. We think of absorbing God's wisdom and truth, traveling with the companion, experiencing the fullness of God's love, returning home, and then after Madhuban. We have prepared a journal so that those of you who are serious, I suspect that is all of us, and who understand that now we feel within the family there is a need to study, to actually study, as we are a university. This is study in addition to the Murali that we have every morning. And together with study, yoga, meditation, silence, solitude. So we are giving importance to study and silence, yoga. And so the journey, we want to have a group, all of you who wish to get involved in this and to take the steps with us, and who feel serious that you want to make this Madhuban experience really worthwhile and deep for you and to advance your spiritual journey. In between the class, so we have the Murali class, then we have the morning class, and then we have the evening class. In between the morning class and evening class, we will have some time, maybe 45 minutes each day, and we will invite you to that, so that those of you who want to can come and spend an extra 45 minutes with us, and we will take these steps and try to be more focused on this journey of spirituality. Those who want to participate in that, you could sign up at the global office, which is just behind here. Sign up, and then once we set the program, which will happen within a day or two, because of the move from Shantivan to Gyan Sarovar, it is taking us a little time to get it organized. But once we organize it, we'll inform you. So for now, please sign up in Global Office to get the journal and to begin this practice with us. I would also like to say we really appreciate so much when everybody comes to the program on time. It values all the sevadaris who come and prepare themselves and sit and wait for us. So we really appreciate it when you come on time and participate in the programs fully. And as I said, on the 29th, we're going to have a free day, and maybe we'll have another free day, so you will have time to do whatever you like to do. And also you will be able to fully concentrate on the programs that we have. So with that, I thank you so much for coming, for being part of the family, and we hope that we all have a wonderful experience in Madhuban together. Om Shanti.
So we are waiting for our seniors to join us before we have our welcome entertainment. Two dances, one from Sri Lanka and one from Indonesia. So, you don't mind practicing a little patience? warm welcome to our dear, sweetest sister, Shilu. And Sudesh Didi, who is no stranger to us as well. And our very sweet Chandruben, all the way from America, United States of America. So we will start with a dance from Sri Lanka.
पिता वो शिव भगवान शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान शिव का सदा होगा सम्मान सर्व पिता वो शिव भगवान शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान
करे जो वो यह झंडा नारा है इस पर निशान ज्योति बिंदु का जो सबका सहारा है
I'm
Thank you very much, Sri Lanka. Welcome, Sister Dandy. We are very happy to have you. So we would like to welcome our four DDs with tilak and flowers. Have another dance from Indonesia.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Bali from Indonesia. The body is from Indonesia, but the music is from Bharat. Right? I got that one right. So, before we hear from our deities, I was wondering, those of you sitting in the corner, if you'd like to come and occupy the seats in the middle, so our deities can get a good vision of you. All of you sitting in the corner there? Are you glued? So once again, a very, very warm welcome to Shiluban, Sudeshidi, Sister Jayanti, and Chandruban. And we would love to hear from you. Some of you must have been here for more than a few weeks. And we would like to hear what has been happening in the Madhuban season so far, and what do we expect for Group 9. So, Sister Jayanti, you like to start? So they should. Okay, you all have a mic. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome home, from home to home, especially today. Welcoming you on Thursday, the day of Jupiter, and in Baba's home. You have been very lucky. Straight away went some of you to Baba speaks about the pilgrimage place, Madhuban, Mount Abu. And the place where Baba himself has played his part to enable souls to create this world, Ranga Rangila, right? What is happening in Gyan Sarovar? What is happening in Shantivan? What is happening in Pandavavan? Ranga Rangila is a beautiful, colorful Bharat. That I was thinking of, this is here colorful. From all so many different countries, from 140 countries, 400 Babas present, and more addition. And so I'm saying that this was dancing, but I was thinking, who are these? These are the peacocks. All have come with different colors. Bharat Ranga Rangila, it is the city, it is the place where the peacocks are there, right? Sri Krishna is shown, Baba said, with peacock feather. Yesterday he said. And he makes us sit on the crown. And so where Baba actually have been playing for a long time, corporeal form, Baba played part, gives every brick, every particle of Mount Abu is actually filled with that godly love, pure, powerful vibrations, and the energy, a magnetic energy, which has brought you, pulled you to come back to Bharat. You, all of you peacocks, I should say, or holy swan, I should say, or angel had flown in different countries. But Baba wants his angels back to his own land. And so why you are here called to be in Shantivan? Because all the family is here. And so, how can it be that some there and some here? We are together, right? Working together, playing together, studying together. So there was, when we came, of course, every time peace of mind retreat takes place in Gyan Sarovar, then Diwali took place, and Diwali, Shivratri. And as you know, Shivratri is the day everywhere, every day, where Baba's living lights are actually igniting the home, but everywhere is beautifully decorated to welcome you, the lights. Pandav Bhavan has its own beauty. Gyan Sarovar, Jhilmil has its own beauty, because they are celebrating the silver jubilee. But real beauty, the power which Baba has created, built the atmosphere for so many years, many years than being in a Pandav Bhavan, Avyakta role has been equally here. So energy, this attraction, magnetic power is also in Shantivan. So why all of you going in Pandav Bhavan and coming here? Because it's the energy that Baba has created here. Right? And so you have come here to join what is happening. Of course, it's the power, Baba's love, care, compassion. Coming back to the source. Source is in Madhuban, but in fact, the tree expands, like branches go here and there, but then must come to the roots. And so, wherever Baba's Murli is played, is Madhuban. So we call it Madhuban. When we leave from there, doesn't matter where we are staying, it's called we are going to Madhuban. And this place is Madhuban because Baba's Murli has been played by Avyakt Bab Dada, through Avyakt Bab Dada, through Gulzar Dadi for so many years. And so, to experience Baba's love, families, compassion for each other and for the world, and the care, hospitality, that Pandav Bhavan, Cancer Over, Shantivan, amazing, no? Tireless support and tireless service. So we come here, all of you come here to receive, but at the same time it is giving and receiving, right? Together, playing together, dancing together. So when they were dancing, I remembered every time when you came for many years in Gyan Sarovar, we had the welcome party in the near Dadi's cottage. But then at that time, others were not dancing. You remember what we did there? All of you danced. So are you going to dance here as well? Between the chairs? Or you come and stay? But I know your heart is dancing, that you have come flying back home. And so many programs are taking place, and CCC retreat, also the board meeting, different classes that you will join and practically experience, different group. Every group is so busy and so nice. Welcome that took place from all different. This time actually has been this NCCC PAN board retreat that we are hacking together. It's is hosted by the East, and what is called the Asia, and in that means many countries. Asia has many countries, and it was also a lot of entertainment, different programs, at least 14 performance, was very beautiful. And so, and now, samples you had from Bali and also from Sri Lanka, but I know that your heart is dancing, and very soon, Baba has already showered us with so many practical dharnai, practical inculcation, what we need to have. And have filled our apron with how we become the embodiment of divinity, what is spirituality, what is really becoming a charitable souls and free from all kind of wrong things that in the kingdom of Ravan we adopted and had gone through so many sufferings, and Baba has come to remove from that and make us dance, sing together, play together, and prepare ourselves for the golden age. But before that, Baba says, you are the messengers to give message through practical life. Your faces is the best glorification of Baba. So you have come here to show the world what you have received from Baba and then going back to share what Baba has given us more. Welcome, welcome, welcome home.
Om Shanti. I'm curious to know who's here in Madhuban for the first time. Lovely. A very special warm welcome to you all. And I'm sure that, thank you, I'm sure that Madhuban is going to fulfill more than your expectations. This is my experience, that whatever people have heard about Madhuban, when they actually come to Madhuban, and all three complexes of Madhuban, we don't even so often use the word Shantivan or Pandavavan or Gyanshruvar, it's Madhuban. And so when people come to Madhuban, there is more than they ever expected. Who feels that? Good. Madhuban offers us the opportunity of being in a bhati. Yesterday, Baba was talking about how if you're in a bhati for 7 days, it's enough to take out all the rubbish from the past and to give you the possibility of having a divine intellect. And so some are here for the first time, but many are here having been here before many times. But what Madhuban offers, there isn't another place in the world that can offer that. It offers you the chance for solitude, company, pleasure, enjoyment, good food, the power of the family. It offers you everything, absolutely. If you want to walk, well, just take a walk around the campus. And that in itself is going to be quite a big thing. But also, if you just want to have rest for soul and body, Madhuban also offers you that. But most importantly, Madhuban offers you the chance to deepen your personal connection with Baba. It's been created by Baba, and so we are sitting in that holy land. And yes, Avyakt Bab Dada comes here frequently, came for many, many years. Every 2 weeks Baba would come. And so the power and the blessings of that are filled in this land. The Madhuban timetable is a perfect one to inspire you to come very, very close to God. Start the day early morning, filling yourself with the love of the Supreme Mother and Father. If a child feels the love of the parents first thing in the morning, it makes a child very comfortable, very secure and safe and happy. And just imagine if a child wakes up and there's no one around who they recognize, the first thing they do is start crying. And so the soul also needs the comfort and the love that the Supreme Mother and Father can give the soul first thing at Amrit Vela. And then the next role of God is to be the teacher. And Baba often reminds us that it's only Brahmins who have this incredible fortune of knowing God as their teacher. And so when you hear the murali, are you able to feel Baba reaching you and talking to you personally? Every day take the murali in that way, that Baba's talking to me and Baba's teaching me how to think, how to speak, how to behave, how to look. What are the things that I should be seeing or not seeing? What are the things I should be saying and not saying? Today Baba gave a very detailed description of what his Srimat is and how he expects us to behave. So morning time, already before breakfast, you establish the connection with the parent, the connection with the teacher. And then, through the whole day, experiment and experience two relationships with Baba. One, the Satguru, the one who's guiding us to liberation and liberation in life. And as we follow Baba's directions, the Srimat that God has given us, we experience the Satguru, the true Guru who's come to take us beyond, to carry us to our home, back in the world of silence. And so follow the Srimat of the Supreme Guru the whole day, and you'll feel how every step in Madhuban is bringing you closer and closer to your destination. But also, Baba likes fun. Did you know that? Brahma Baba would enjoy a joke. Brahma Baba would take children on picnics into the mountains. Brahma Baba would sit and have picnics with them here. Baba would also play badminton with the children. So Baba enjoyed. Baba enjoyed music. Baba enjoyed dance. Baba would dance alone sometimes. Baba would have the whole gathering dancing sometimes. So through the day, experience the joy of having Bap Dada both together as your friend and companion. The things of your heart that you can't tell anyone else, you can tell Baba. The things that you want to hear from Baba, Baba's willing to speak to you and whisper those sweet things into your ears and into your heart. And so open yourself up to experiencing Baba through the day, the whole day. You can't do that in Tel Aviv or Bombay or New York or London. There are so many other responsibilities that we all have, whether it's working, whether it's teaching, whether it's studying, whether it's looking after children, or even just washing and cooking and cleaning for ourselves. How many hours of a day does that consume? Many, many hours. And here, liberation. It's total liberation. You don't have to think about shopping. You don't have to think about cooking and cleaning or laundry. Baba has created an amazing place that provides us with all of this so that we can focus on one thing, our relationship with God. Everything is provided and made comfortable so that you don't have to think about anything else except Baba and enjoy Baba's company. So be with Baba through the whole day. In the evening, 7 o'clock, maybe 6:30 if you come, maybe 7 o'clock, whatever is the time frame. They say that the angels circle above the earth. Who are those angels? Are you going to look for angels? Well, you're right here in front of me. And so when we sit in Baba's remembrance in the evening, it's not just for ourselves, but it's to practice that angelic experience so that truly we're able to circle over the globe and share those vibrations with all. It's a difficult time for people in the world. I keep hearing about, there's someone who told me that their child's school was first of all postponed, the opening was postponed in January, and then in February it was postponed again, and now again it's been postponed, and so now they're saying schools won't open till April in Hong Kong. Somebody else came to tell me that they were organizing a retreat in another country in May, but they think that they can't do that. Everything is too uncertain. So I've just mentioned one aspect, the issue that everybody's talking about, viruses. But that's just one thing. How many things are people having to cope with today? The list is endless, really endless. But Baba has kept us safe in his heart. Baba's protecting us. And more than that, Baba's giving an experience of total love and joy. And so when we experience that love and joy, our feet go above the earth. They don't touch the ground. and we can fly across the world sharing God's love for the whole world, giving them that comfort and awareness that there is someone who's going to take care of them, that they don't need to be worried and anxious. They can really experience God's love. And then, anything else after that? You've been the child, you've been the student, you've been God's friend and follower, and then you've been the angel serving the world with Baba. Anything else? One very, very important relationship. At night, before you go to sleep, let Dharam Raj, the one with whom you settle all the accounts, the Supreme Judge, keep the Supreme Judge in front of you. The word Dharam Raj is very beautiful. The one who establishes the kingdom of righteousness. And so I want to be part of that world, and not only be part of that world, I want to help Baba establish that world. And so to think about the Supreme Judge and present my accounts of the day, the plus, the minus, but also to see how much I carried from the past. And so check all three columns and settle things with the Supreme Judge, who is also your friend. If you make friends with the Supreme Judge now, then at the end he'll smile at you and say, "That's fine, you go." If I haven't made the Supreme Judge my friend, it means that it's not a question of partiality, but it just means that I haven't created that relationship with God in which I'm settling my accounts as I go along. So Madhuban offers this wonderful situation where you don't have to think about anything else, but see if you can achieve that chart of 8 hours of remembrance a day that Baba talks about. Possible? In Madhuban? Who thinks it's possible in Madhuban? A few more. If you have the courage and say, "Yes, this is what I'm going to aim for," you'll find that the opportunity to be with Baba opens up and Baba himself comes forward 1,000 steps to help you. So take advantage of your time here and experience all the things that you've heard about in the Muris. It's possible to experience that, all of that, here right now in Madhuban. So to all of us, blessings, and enjoy every single moment. Be present here. Don't think about, I wish. That's a huge distraction. I'm here in this unlimited space. I'll give you one little thing. This campus is designed to cater for 20,000 people. And you know how many people are here right now? 650 approximately. About 400 in Manmohini Complex and 250 of all of us here now. So just imagine, Madhuban decided that they would give over this whole campus just for us. And so the numbers who want to be here and can't be here are huge. And so take advantage of the present moment that we have all these facilities just for us. Why? Because Baba knows that living abroad, it's not so easy to be yogis. Many distractions, many attractions, many complications can come in the way. And so Baba's giving us extra, extra, extra opportunity and fortune. So take all of Baba's blessings and love and enjoy every moment. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. First of all, on behalf of Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji, all the Dadis and Dadas, all the seniors, and all Madhuban Nivasis, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, Global Hospital, on behalf of all of them, I extend very, very, very hearty welcome to all of you. You may clap for yourself. You are indeed very, very, very fortunate to be here at this time of the season. It's neither too cold nor too hot. Otherwise, in January, February, December, it was quite cold. But now the days are very pleasant. And after Holi, which is on the 9th or 10th of March, it will start getting hot. But now it is spring season, very lovely weather, flowers everywhere, greenery everywhere, and you can enjoy the weather here. And of course, as Sister Jayanti was saying, it's quite very quiet here, in spite of not many here, but still you can feel the hustle bustle, the activities happening, and of course the quietness here. So you can experience both. When there is season and so many Bharatvasis come, over nearly sometimes 20,000 come, at that time I think it's like a mela, big mela. Everywhere there are people.